Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. 14 former employees or associates of the New England Compounding Center are facing federal charges related to tainted steroids that the Framingham Pharmacy produced in 2012. The resulting infections killed 64 people and injured more than 700 others across the country, some people permanently hurt. An owner and one of the company's top pharmacists were indicted today on second-degree murder charges, which carry a maximum sentence of life in prison. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
It was just over 2 years ago when reports began to trickle in of patients around the country with debilitating, sometimes deadly cases of fungal meningitis. Many, it turned out, had received injections of bad batches of a steroid used to treat back pain. All of the tainted steroid had come from the New England Compounding Center, or NECC. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz says federal investigators determined that employees, the company's two top pharmacists in particular, did not warn buyers or recall batches that showed signs of mold.
They did this knowing that injecting contaminated steroids into a person's central nervous system or other sensitive body part was likely to cause death.
The indictment says NECC co-owner Barry Catton and supervisory pharmacist Glenn Chin both demonstrated a, quote, depraved mind without regard for human life, end quote. Prosecutors allege the men put profits ahead of patients when they sterilized drugs for 15 rather than 20 minutes, wrote fake prescriptions, and let employees file false cleaning records. Defense attorneys did not respond to the specific allegations in the indictment, but Cadden's attorney, Bruce Single, says his client is a good person.
And he feels deep remorse about the terrible tragedy, and hearts go out to the folks who lost loved ones, but that doesn't make it a federal crime.
Cadden and Chin are charged with second-degree murder under federal racketeering conspiracy law. Here, federal prosecutors do not have to prove the men intended to kill patients, but they do have to show extreme indifference to human life. Federal agents clearly want to send a strong warning through this case to the thousands of independent pharmacies across the U.S. that mix drugs through special orders for patients. Assistant U.S. Attorney General Joyce Branda says consumers should not have to worry constantly that they are putting their health at risk.
Getting a shot for back pain, eating a peanut butter sandwich, these are everyday activities, not Russian roulette.
But many consumers wonder, could this happen again? NECC followed state rules for mixing and selling individual patient orders of specialized drugs within state borders. But the pharmacy allegedly exploited loopholes in state and federal rules that allowed them to mass manufacture orders with little oversight. FDA Deputy Commissioner Howard Sklamberg says there's a new federal law and more attention now on compounding pharmacies.
We have a very aggressive program in enforcement, inspection, in implementing a new statute to make sure we have the right rules in place and to hold people accountable.
The state of Massachusetts has added oversight, too, with more highly trained inspectors. We'll track whether these changes are working as the prosecution of this case, which Ortiz says is the worst of its kind in U.S. history, moves forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.